News Nation's Kelly Meyer is in Washington, D.C. Let's talk a little bit about the big story today. Kelly, good morning. Is there a deadline coming up for the Democrats before this would become a sticky issue at the convention?
There is a bit of a deadline. That's to get on the ballot in Ohio. I believe that's by August 7th. So there is this process the DNC has been working on even since May, really. The plan was to do this virtual roll call nomination process within the next 2 weeks ahead of the DNC, the convention in Chicago, starting on August 19th. Now, of course, there is a new name in the race, with President Biden saying that he would not be seeking re-election and then passing the torch to Kamala Harris. Now it's the Harris campaign, but she says she's going to be working hard to earn the nomination. She's gotten a lot of endorsements already, but there are some big names like former President Obama, Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, House Leader Hakeem Jeffries, and former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi that have all not endorsed her just yet. So she's not fully the nominee just yet.
We are going to hear from Joe Biden this week. He's going to address the nation at some point. So I imagine Vice President Harris is not going to do much publicly until that happens. Is that right?
Well, she actually is going to have her first public appearance at the White House today since becoming the next in line, essentially. She has an event this morning around 11:30 a.m. Eastern at the White House on the South Lawn, something that was put on her schedule. That's pretty much the only thing on her schedule today so far. So we will have a chance to see her for the first time since Biden endorsed her on Sunday.
And let the speculation begin on who would be slotted in as VP, huh?
Yeah, that's right. Now it's another kind of beat stakes. We saw this with former President Trump, and now we're looking like we might see it with Kamala Harris. So a lot of Democratic names, governors being floated around. Andy Beshear of Kentucky, Roy Cooper of North Carolina, Josh Shapiro in Pennsylvania, even Mark Kelly out in Arizona. And then the name Gavin Newsom, California's governor. He endorsed Harris, so any thought of him becoming a potential nominee off the table, as he endorsed and backed Harris on Sunday as well. But he's not being one of those names floated as a potential VP for her.
News Nation's Kelly Meyer in Washington, D.C. Thank you, Kelly. We'll be checking in with you.
Thanks.
Appreciate it.
Thanks.
WGN political analyst Paul Luznik joins us. Paul, I have many questions. I'm confused about a few things. Are you ready?
Let's go for it, Bob. We have an hour. Like, go ahead.
All right. First of all, why is it that Chuck Schumer, Nancy Pelosi, and Barack Obama have not come out in support of Vice President Harris?
Well, I don't know for sure, but the educated answer here is that, first of all, when it comes to former President Obama, he tends to stay out of things until there's a nominee. So that's his practice. He's doing nothing differently here. And even Pelosi, who, of course, orchestrated all of this. She's like the godfather, right? You don't see her, but her fingerprints are nowhere, but you know she did it. I think that's kind of what's behind all of this. I think the bottom line is that they're giving Joe Biden his day and his due. And in the next day or two, I think you'll see all of them come on, maybe except Obama, because he may wait a bit. But I think they will all come her way. And, you know, a lot of state delegations are already pledging all of their delegates to Harris. So this is moving along even more swiftly than I think the administration would have guessed.
So it's not a situation where Joe Biden automatically moves the delegates he had to the vice president, right?
No, in fact, what he has to do is he releases his delegates. What he's already basically said to them is, I'm endorsing Harris, so you should do that too. Keep in mind that these delegates are pledged not just to vote Joe Biden, but they're pledged to a Biden-Harris ticket. And so the odds of them, you know, leaving or going elsewhere, it's really sort of small. The question is, who also will challenge Harris? And thus far, the only big name that's been out there in terms of somebody who would say, okay, let's test this process, has been Senator Joe Manchin. Joe Manchin was on one network this morning when he said he's exploring all of that. 30 minutes later, he was on another network and pulled himself out.
Yeah, I think it was a little suspicious that Joe Manchin was on every show, every Sunday show. He's making the rounds again today. Even though he says no, it makes you wonder, doesn't it? I mean, he's an independent, but he could declare himself a Democrat, couldn't he?
Oh, absolutely. In fact, he would have to redeclare himself a Democrat. But, you know, the fact that he appeared on all the morning shows yesterday, while it was interesting, I don't think there's any suggestion there that he or anybody knew what was about to come. Look, on my political report show at 9 o'clock, I had Mike Quigley, Congressman Quigley, and we, too, talked about what could happen. And then only hours later, we touched base and said, well, just a couple of hours too early on that. So nobody knew what was coming. It was even reported that Harris herself didn't know the final decision until just like a day before or that morning itself.
There is some talk that Governor Pritzker is going to make an announcement today about his political future. Have you heard anything about that?
No, well, Pritzker's been quiet, but here's my take on him. Look, he is a loyal Democrat. He always stands behind the party. He's the biggest supporter of Joe Biden that there's been. There's no question, I think, in most people's minds that Pritzker himself would like to be president one day. And the only thing he may be seeing right now is if Harris is in and if Harris wins, that, of course, sets things up more difficultly for Pritzker in a 2028 race, right? But will he take on Harris now? I haven't talked to him, but I just don't think it's in his nature to challenge the traditional party that way. I'd be floored if he chose to do that.
Would he be a VP candidate?
No. When you look at that, how's that for a definitive answer? when she picks a VP candidate, she's going to be looking for one thing at a state where she needs some help. So you have Josh Shapiro, for example, who brings in Pennsylvania, a state that J.D. Vance is sort of appealing to now because of his, you know, poor Appalachian background. Roy Cooper of North Carolina, he's getting termed out as governor, and he and Harris are very close friends. North Carolina was a state that used to be in the Democratic pocket. Trump won it twice. Mark Kelly of Arizona, whose wife, of course, is Gabby Giffords, who was shot and now is a strong gun rights, control advocate. That would go well with her. And Andy Beshear of Kentucky, I think that's kind of an outside chance. Kentucky's not going to go Democratic, but Beshear himself has a good reputation, and he was very early on to come out in support of Harris as well. Actually, I think almost all of them have supported Harris already.
Yeah, there's been some talk about the Republicans making a legal challenge to all of this. Anything to that?
Yes, there's something to the Republicans making a legal challenge, because Speaker Johnson came out yesterday and said, we're going to make a legal challenge. So let's clarify it for your listeners. Number one, there's two ways in which a challenge could be made. Number one, what Johnson's been saying is, hey, 14 million Democrats just had the rug pulled out from underneath them. Not true. The Democratic Party has not thrown Joe Biden off the ballot. He's removed himself. And the party rules say that a nominee or imminent nominee can come off the ballot for one of three reasons: death, illness, or they resign, and Biden has resigned. It's also very clear law that a party can determine its nomination process any way it wants. And so, by the way, if the Republicans decided to do something quirky and make changes, they would have the right and power to do that. So that's going to go nowhere. The only other way to challenge this would be state rules, like do states, and because remember, states control their own elections. So do states have deadlines that could get in the way of a modification? That would be the one concern or warning I would have for Democrats. Don't mess this up. Be sure that you get your nominee, whoever it is, on board and in line prior to any state deadlines. But even there, if a state were to try and get in the way, you know, the courts would get involved, just the way many tried to throw Trump off of the Colorado ballot, and right when you have certain Democratic players, and the courts step in and said, no, you're on the ballot. States can do as they wish.
Do you think at the Democratic convention here in Chicago there will be a big night for Joe Biden, and then he will address the convention?
Absolutely. And I said that yesterday. We had sort of went into special coverage on this yesterday. I don't think there's any doubt that whatever plans, you know, the Democratic convention was going to be kind of a sullen affair this year. Not a lot of excitement with Biden at the ticket. It's just the way that it was. So now I think Joe Biden walks on as a hero for the Democratic Party. He'll get tremendous accolades. You know, the decision he made was a very tough decision for anybody to make. It hasn't been done since Lyndon Johnson took himself out of a race back in 1968. And he did that several months earlier. So a lot of challenges ahead for Vice President Harris. But at the same time, yes, I think Joe Biden is going to have a very warm experience when he attends a Democratic convention.
Definitely a difficult decision for a career politician like Joe Biden. They say the only cure for political ambition is usually embalming fluid. So,
yeah. But by the way, to just to very quickly to give him credit, you know, very few politicians put their party and their country ahead of themselves. There was some talk for the last few weeks, why is Biden putting himself above it all? But in the end, after some processing, perhaps some grief going through his head, he did what he felt was right for the country and his party.
WGN political analyst Paul Liznick. Appreciate the answers. Thank you, Paul.
You got it all in, Bob. Thanks.
Yeah, we did.